ஸ்தூலதனும் கஜேந்திரவதனம் லம்போதரம் சுந்தரம் பிரசந்தன்மதகந்தலுப்தமதுப வியாலோலகண்டஸ்தலம் தந்தாகாதவிதாரிதாரிருதிரை சிந்தூரசோபாகரம் வந்தே சைலசுதாசுதம் கணபதிம் சித்திப்ரதம் காமதம். ஐ ப்ரே டு கணேஷ்ஜி, சன் ஆஃப் காட்டஸ் பார்வதி, ஹூ இஸ் ஷார்ட் பட் ஹியூஜ், ஹூஸ் ஃபேஸ் இஸ் லைக் தி கிங் ஆஃப் எலிஃபென்ட்ஸ், ஹூ ஹேஸ் ஏ காஸ்மிக் பெலி, ஹூ இஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல் டு லுக் ஆட், ஹூஸ் நெக் இஸ் மைல்ட்லி நிம்பிள் பை த பீஸ் அட்ராக்டட் டு இட்ஸ் இன்டாக்சிகேட்டிங் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் பர்ஃப்யூம்ட் நெக்டர், ஹூ இஸ் அடோன்ட் வித் வெர்மீலியன் கலர் ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் ஃப்ரம் தி எனிமீஸ் பிளட் ப்ரொடியூஸ்ட் பை தி அட்டாக் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் டஸ்ட், அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் தி பிஸ்டோவர் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் டிசையர்ஸ் அண்ட் அக்கம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட்ஸ், அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் தி சன் ஆஃப் மதர் பார்வதி.
அபிநந்தன், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ். ஐ புரஞ்சு சவமட்டாஸ் வெல்கம் யூ டு த எட்டமாலஜி பாட்காஸ்ட். பரம், சுப்ரீம் அண்ட் ஆல் மைட்டி. வென் வி டாக் அபவுட் பரம், ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ், தட் இஸ் ஆல் ஹியூமன்ஸ், டோன்ட் ஹாவ் த சேம் ஒப்பீனியன்ஸ். சம் பீப்புள் ரெஃபர் டு பரம் ஆஸ் த ஸ்டாச்சு ஆஃப் டீட்டீஸ் பிளேஸ்ட் இன் தர் ஹவுஸ். பை த வே, தி ஸ்டாச்சூஸ் ஆஃப் டீட்டீஸ் ஆர் த ஸ்டாச்சூஸ் விச் பீப்புள் பர்ச்சேஸ் after giving them a bath with all the necessary puja done. The statues are then placed inside the mandir, that is the place where all gods and goddesses are placed and performed puja on. While other people talk about param as a force or energy which is invisible, or as we say adrishya, which comes from the verb drishya. By the term force here we mean the push that keeps us moving, like sleeping, eating, walking, awakening, sitting, etc. In the Mahabharata, when the Kauravas and Pandavas were undergoing the battle, Arjun was in quite an emotion, as in the battle his opponents were his teachers and his fellow mates. Seeing all this emotion build up in Arjun, Lord Krishna explained to him the reason or the necessity for this must happen, as this battle was for dharma, not any other reason. After all this, still Arjun was his confused mind state. Lord Krishna then revealed his full self to Arjun here. He said,
Tvam aksharam paramam veditavyam, tvam asya vishvasya param nidhanam, tvam avyayah shashvat dharma gopta சனாதனஸ்ய புருஷோ மதோமே.
தும் அக்ஷரம், யூ ஆர் அக்ஷர். பை திஸ் வேர்ட் அக்ஷர் வி மீன் ஒன் ஹூ டசன்ட் ஃபால் அபார்ட் ஆர் லெட் லூஸ். பரம் வேதித்தவ்யம், யூ ஆர் தட் சுப்ரிமசி ஹூ ஷால் நாட் பி நோன் ஆர் டு சே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். வேதித்தவ்யம் கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் வித் தாது, மீனிங் நோயிங் ஆர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். துமஸ்ய விஸ்வாஸ்ய, யூ ஆர் த யூனிவர்ஸ் ஓன்லி அண்ட் ப்ரைமரி சப்போர்ட்டர். தும் அவ்யா, மீனிங் யூ கேன் நெவர் பி டிஃபீடட். ஷாஸ்வத் தர்ம கோப்தா, மீனிங் யூ ஆர் த ப்ரொடெக்டர் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ். சந்தான அஸ்ய புருஷோமதே, மீனிங் இன் மை ஒப்பீனியன் யூ ஆர் த சனாதன் புருஷ், தட் இஸ் அன் எண்ட்லெஸ் ஆர் நெவர் எண்டிங் பர்சன். When we are talking about Supreme or Param, we are also mentioning the Tridev, meaning three gods who are Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Brahma stands first in these three gods because he is the creator of all life. Here, we will now tell you all the different names Brahma has been called over the centuries with their meanings. Starting off with Hiranyagarga, meaning golden womb. It is said that he was born from a golden egg. Nabhija, meaning born from the navel. Kanaja, meaning born in water. Chatrabhuja, meaning four-armed. Padmaja, meaning born from lotus flower. Ajaja means one who is unborn. Swayambhu means self-existing. Chaturanan means one who has four faces. Ashtakarna is one who has eight ears. Hansvahana is one who rides the swan. Prajapati means father of the clan. Kanturmukha, who is phased four. Kanturnana is one who has four faces. With all this information about our deities, all of us got a little tired. I think we are worthy of a little break. We will be back soon. Hello and welcome to the Etymology Podcast once again with me, your host Puranjay Savamatas. In our previous episode, we spoke and discussed about the Rig Veda and the Yajur Veda. With two Veds discussed, we have only two left in our plate, Sam Veda and Atharva Veda. Today, in this episode, we will be discussing only about Sam Veda, as it in itself is a lot to grasp. So to make it easier, we have split it into two episodes. This episode focuses on Samved. Samved. When we talk about Samved, the word Sam means Gayan, meaning the art of singing. That's why this Ved has an abundance of songs, vocals and aartis. Prachin meaning old. The Arya clan also used to do Samgan, meaning they used to do a lot of singing with instruments. By the way, Samved is the smallest of all Veds. Still, it has 1575, that is 1575 mantras. But leaving 70 aside, all the other mantras are of Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Athar Veda. Still, Samved has much of an importance only because of one reason. That is, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself said,
Veda naam sam vedo asmi.
Meaning, if I were to be compared to the Vedas, I would be Samved. The extracts of all Veds are in Samved. The Samved has two parts, Archik and Gan. Archik means the part which relates to all pujas done. Gan is the part where the songs for entertainments lie. In the Mahabharata's Anushasan Parv, there is a mention of Samved. As we know, the Mahabharata is divided into parvs, and in the Anushasan Parv, the Samved is mentioned as
Samvedascha Vedanam Yajusham Shatrudriyam.
This also means the same as above stated by Lord Krishna, that is Samved. By chanting Samved's mantras, one can get over problems that he or she faces and even get health benefits. This only works when these mantras are done in a certain order. It is said that Samved is a Triveni of Gyan Yoga, Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. By Triveni, we mean that Samved is threefolded, with each of the sides being knowledge, action and devotion. All the rishis together made a way to sing or chant these mantras in a proper manner. All the intellectuals, even today, admit that the work done by these rishis and the knowledge gained by them cannot be measured. Samved is also known as Udgito ka ras. As to the fact that it is very much enjoyable while listening, Chandogya Brihad Aryanak, which is an Upanishad of Shukla Yajur Veda, portrays Samved and Rig Veda as husband and wife.
Amo aham asmi satvam, sam aham asmi riktvam, dyau aham prithvitvam, ta vi sambhava tajyama vahi.
Amo aham means I am the husband. Sa tum means that you are the spouse. Sam Aham means I am Sam. Rig Tvam means you are Rig. Duo Aham means I am the sky. Prithvi Tvam means that you are the earth. Tavi Sambhava means we all shall grow together. As is, Rigved mantras are known as Richa, Yajurved mantras are known as Yajurshi, and Samved mantras are known as Samani. Samved also mentions that the rishis had knowledge about the world's doings which even centuries after, intellectuals cannot figure out. For example, the earth's revolutions are possible by Lord Indra. The moon shines because it reflects the sun rays. Samak were people who used to sing. There are only three swar or notes to sing the Samved, which are Udan, Anudan and Swrit. All these are musical terms. Let's take a break here to process this all. We will be back soon. Hello and welcome to the Etymology Podcast. Once again, with me, your host, Puranjay Savamatas. In our old scriptures, Samved is mentioned with all the details like how to sing the mantras, what speed should be used, what are the notes / tunes to be used, etc. Samgan and Samanya note have many similarities. The order of Samgan is Madhyam, Gandhar, Rishab, Sadaj, Dhaivat, Nishad and Pancham, whereas Samanya note, or as to say the new notes, are
Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa.
If you notice, Samanya note are the initials of the Samgan, as they are derived only from them. Samgan is used to reach our ancestors. In the Mahabharata's Shanti Parv, when the creation ceremony was taking place for Bhishma, at the time, instruments like Dundubi, Venu and Veena were being played. In the entirety of Samved, Somras, Somdevta, Somyag and Sompan are given importance too. People have a misunderstanding that Indian songs didn't have singing notes. But that wasn't true. As we discussed above, Samved includes all the notes you need to sing. People also thought that these notes were a copy of the Europeans, but that wasn't true either. Even today, the notes remain the same when singing, which we created. It is said that gods created the earth, but it was Samved which gave it life. This can also be proved as the first note keeps humans happy, the second note keeps Gandharvas happy, the third note keeps the demons happy, the fourth note keeps the animals happy, and the fifth note keeps the plants happy.
Om Agna Ayahi Vitaye Gnano Havyadataye Nihota Satsi Barhishi. Om Agnina Rathim Ashnavat Oshameva Dive Dive Yashasam Veeravattamam.
Let's take a break here. We will be back soon. Greetings. Welcome back to the Etymology Podcast with your host, Puranjay Savamatas. Let us take this week's name, whose etymology we will be doing today. Aarti. It is an Indian, Hindi and Marathi name. It is from the name of a Hindu ritual in which offerings of lamps or candles are made to various gods, deities, etc. Abbas. It is an Arabic, Persian and Urdu name. It means oster in Arabic, which is the name of a Prophet Muhammad's uncle. It is also born by the son of Ali, the fourth caliph. Abdul. It is Arabic, Urdu, Punjabi, Pashto, Uzbek, Bengali, Indonesian and Malay name. The first part of the compound Arabic name begins with Abd, meaning servant of the, and the second part, Dal, means servant of the powerful. Therefore, the whole meaning of the name is servant of the powerful. Abha. It is an Indian and a Hindi name. It means splendor, light. Abhay. It is an Indian, Hindi and Marathi name. It means fearless. Abhijit. It is an Indian, Hindi, Marathi and Bengali name. It comes from Sanskrit meaning victorious and is also a Sanskrit name for the star Vega. Abhilash. It is an Indian, Malayalam and Hindi name. It means desire or wish. Abhilasha. It is an Indian and a Hindi name. It is the feminine form of Abhilash, which also means desire or wish. Abhinav. It is an Indian, Hindi, Marathi and a Kannada plus a Telugu name. It means young and fresh. Abhishek. It is an Indian, Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Punjabi, Bengali, Kannada, Telugu, Malayalam and Tamil name. It means anointing. Abrar. It is Arabic and a Urdu name. It means victorious. Adil. It is a Arabic, Urdu and a Ugr name. It means fair, honest and just. It also means to act justly. It was also the name which was borne by several sultans of Bijapur. Aditi. It is a Hindu, Indian, Hindi and Marathi, Bengali and Kannada name. It means boundless, entire or freedom, security. This is the name of an ancient Hindu goddess of the sky and fraternity. According to the Vedas, she is the mother of the gods. Aditya. It is a Hindu, Indian, Hindi, Marathi, Malayalam, Kannada, Telugu, Tamil, Nepali and Indonesian name. This is a name for the 7 or 8 Hindu gods who are the children of Aditi. It is also another name for the god Surya. Adnan. It is Arabic, Turkish, Bosnian, Urdu name. It means settler. According to tradition, Adnan was an ancestor of the Prophet Muhammad and the northern Arabic tribes. Agni. It is a Hindu, Indian and Hindi name. It means fire. This is the name of the ancient Hindu fire god, usually depicted as red-skinned with 3 legs, 7 arms and 2 faces. If you want us to feature your name in our show, go check out the show notes or description. If you want more information on the names or any of our episodes, please refer to our website. Well, that is it for today. We will be back soon, next week, same day. Until then, thanks a lot for tuning in to the Etymology Podcast with your host, Puranjay Savamatas.